Welcome to another episode of my podcast, Sincerely Jada, a podcast hosted by yours truly, Jada Amoy. And if this is your very first time listening to this podcast, first of all, welcome. And second of all, this podcast is for those who are looking to learn and unlearn. So I'm excited to be recording this episode today because this has been a topic that has been on my mind, and I know that it'll be relatable to a lot of you as well. So first off, how rude of me, let me ask you how you're doing. I hope you're doing well. Thank you all for listening, for supporting, for recommending this podcast and episodes that you enjoy to people in your life as well. It's always much appreciated. So today's episode, I'm going to be talking about expectations versus reality and just that experience that many of us are having getting older and realizing that many of the things that we had planned for ourselves or envisioned are not really panning out the way that we saw fit. So experiencing that feeling of anxiety and worry of not really being at the stage of life that you thought you'd be in. Especially in this economy, things are not really panning out, the timelines are not matching up, and that can be really difficult to deal with. So if you can relate at all to what I just said, tune into this episode because I'm going to be speaking directly to people who can relate to what I'm experiencing. I wanted to actually share a quote that I recently came across, and it really summarizes some of my thoughts on this topic. So this quote is by Ari Gunsberg, who says, "Expectations actually make us focus on what we want instead of being happy and content with what is." So I'll say it one more time. Expectations actually make us focus on what we want instead of being happy and content with what is. So essentially, what he's getting at is that our expectations basically keep us in a place where we're never content because we're focused so much on what we want, how we want things to play out, our version of events, what would be ideal to us, as opposed to living in reality and accepting what actually happens. And I think that this is something that I've really struggled with because I'm the type of person who I would say I either live in the past or the future. When I get into the moment, it's very hard for me to be content or satisfied with what actually happens, whether it's good or comparable to what I expected because I had my own expectations. I already came in with a visualization of what everything was going to look like, what the circumstance would be, how things would play out, what would happen. And that prevents me from being content with what is and just accepting what is, even if it's not what I originally wanted. And I think that this is something that you can all probably relate to in one way or another. And this explains why a lot of us basically see getting older as this negative thing. We don't really look forward to our 30s, our 40s, or just getting older in general because we are coping with the disappointment that we feel because we had all these expectations and plans for the future, and many of them will not come to pass, or some of them will come to pass, but it's not exactly like what we expected. For example, maybe we visualized having a family by a certain age, and although we still have that family, it's not by the time that you expected, so it feels like it's somehow less of an accomplishment. Or many of us have a career that seems to be going well, but it's not exactly the career that you envisioned or saw yourself being in when you were younger. And this can feel like a mourning process because you're basically mourning your inner child, your childhood, those times where you didn't have all the bills and all those expectations on you. So you're mourning basically your younger self, but you're also mourning the version of yourself you thought you'd be. So you're growing up and it can feel really daunting and just really disheartening realizing that, okay, I'm doing okay in life, but I'm not who I thought I would be. I'm not where I thought I would be. I'm not living life in the way that I expected to be. So it's kind of sad. It makes you feel like, did I do something wrong? Why is my life not panning out as I expected? Why is my life not panning out as so-and-so's? And why does it feel like all the work I've put in, all the dreams that I have are not really getting me anywhere? And this is something that a lot of us experience and not too many of us talk about because it's something that can make you feel like you're unappreciative of your current moment or just make you feel like you're just constantly negative. But it's a normal experience, and I think that it's something we should talk about more, whether it be in friendships or in other circles. So for example, you'll always see on social media people talking and joking about how they thought they'd be married by their mid-20s, and they end up basically being 25 plus without ever having had a serious committed relationship. So that's an example, basically things not panning out the way that you expected. And I think part of that is when you're a child or when you're a teenager, you're constantly wanting more freedom, you're wanting more independence, you're wanting to visualize your life at a certain age, because at that point in life, your decisions are being made for you. So of course, you're going to visualize and build expectations for the point in life that you get to where you can finally build your own reality. And when the reality you've built is not the same as the reality that you wanted, what do you do then? Because it's not always easy to change your circumstances. I mean, if you had the power, the wealth, and all these things, then maybe you could change your circumstances a bit easier. But a lot of us have to just be acceptant and be content with what we have, because we can't really afford or provide ourselves better. And when it comes to that fear, a lot of us have a specific fear of getting closer to 30. Like, I turned 25 this year, and I wouldn't say I have a fear of getting closer to 30, but it definitely feels like there's a shift in expectations. Like, I can't anymore use a lot of the excuses I could use previously. You know, oh, I just came out of university, or oh, it's my first time in the workforce. Like, as I'm getting older, those excuses become less plausible. And you basically feel the pressure. You feel as though you really have to step things up and be on your P's and Q's and really be accomplishing things, especially as you get closer to 30. This is a time where you're expected to start having a family, start purchasing a home, have a successful career, have an established career, whereas many of us can't really find a career that resonates with us. So I think a lot of us lose track of the fact that many of us don't experience growth in each area. So for example, some people may marry young and have a beautiful family, but they sacrifice their career. They're not really doing as well career-wise. That doesn't mean that they're doing bad, but maybe they just had to sacrifice it and they're not where they expected to be. So usually we don't see that part, right? We feel like success is linear and everybody experiences success on all scales. If you have the family, that means you have the career. That means you have the mental health down pat. Like, everything should be going well and positive at the same time. For example, for me, I've been blessed in certain ways, right? I feel like I've been able to move out at a younger age, sustain myself, and experience certain things. I've traveled a bit. I've done some things that people haven't necessarily always gotten to do. Like, there's certain privileges that I have that I don't always acknowledge as privileges. And one area where I have not really experienced growth in the way that I wanted to was career. Graduating and finding a job hasn't been the experience that I thought it would be. And many people have this experience, but it's always said, especially when you're younger, that if you get the education and you do these things, that you will be able to work and you'll have a successful career. And I don't think any of us are really prepared for how it actually is in practice. And it's made me question things. Did I study the right thing? Did I do the right thing? Maybe I should have applied to more internships. Maybe I should have done better at school. So basically, what I'm trying to say is, while I've experienced growth and happiness in certain areas, there's been other areas where things are not really playing out as expected. And this should be okay, because naturally, not everything is always going to go your way, right? And I want to bring up another point, because I know a lot of us can relate to this, is just the feeling of not being where you envisioned yourself financially. So a lot of us are in a space where we can afford our rent, we can afford the everyday things that we need, we have certain luxuries, but we still have the feeling that you should have saved more, or you don't have enough money, or you're not able to fund a certain lifestyle that you just envisioned yourself having. For example, many of us envisioned, and I know I did, this life where, okay, before I settle down in a job, in a career, I'm going to travel, I'm going to go to all these places, I'm going to really live it up, but the account is not matching up. You know what I mean? And just that feeling of, wow, I thought I would have more expendable income. I know that I felt that way. I had never envisioned that moving out on my own and paying bills and these types of things, I would have sometimes just enough to cover what I need to cover. You know what I mean? Like, I envisioned having a lot more expendable income, being able to save so much money. And it doesn't really matter sometimes how much your income is. A lot of people are, in this day and age especially, they're only making enough to fund their basic necessities and a bit of extra. Or they're saving, but they're not really saving the amount of money that they envision. And that can be disappointing, right? Because that feeling of being behind, like, finances is what really drives you to be able to live the type of life that a lot of us want. And if you're not making a certain level of progress, then how are you going to be able to fund whatever it is that you are hoping to achieve in the future? Fund that home purchase. And I know that that's something that stresses me out. So I'm sure a lot of you can relate to that as well. And I say all this to say that my path has not been linear. Since I've been on my own and navigating life, I've encountered a lot more roadblocks than I expected. And I think that this is something that none of us are really prepared for, right? Because maybe you had those conversations with your parents, or you were prepared in some way, but until you're actually in the situation, you can't really account for the amount of roadblocks, the amount of changes, and the amount of life pivots you're going to make. That's another thing. Like, we have these expectations and we have this picture of what we want and what we expect, but we don't really account for pivots. Life is constantly about pivoting. Okay, this didn't work. Okay, this didn't play out. What am I going to do? Let me pivot. Let me go in another direction. Let me take a different approach. And a lot of us are not really programmed that way. Me especially, I'm not really programmed to think of the pivots. I'm constantly thinking, zeroing in on one possibility, one outcome, and one way to do it. And when that doesn't pan out, I can be more discouraged as opposed to being the type of person who could easily pivot until the next thing. So this is something that really contributes to that feeling that we have where we're getting older, we're getting further in life, but we're feeling further behind than ever. So now that I've discussed a bit more about the topic and where I'm coming from, how I'm feeling, I want to speak directly to people who can relate to what I'm saying. So when it comes to expectations versus reality, if you're in a space right now where you're struggling to accept your current situation, you might experience constant new beginnings, constant changes that prevent you from feeling that stability in all areas. That's fine. And that's normal. And this is something that when I'm speaking to you, I'm also speaking to myself. So it might not be the end goal. It might not be what you expected it to look like, but it's progress, right? Even between yesterday and the day before, there's certain progresses you made, right? If you go to the gym, for example, maybe you're not where you want to be in terms of your fitness goals, but last week you did something that you previously couldn't have done before. There's all of these forms of progress that we don't really always appreciate because there's been roadblocks, there's been pivots, and it's hard to appreciate something when it's not all you expected. It came later than you expected, or there's some aspects of the journey that you weren't pleased with that felt uncomfortable for you. You cannot wait until everything is built and finished and in its final form to show gratitude. And this is something I had to realize, right? Because if you're ignoring the progress, the journey, all the small steps to where you're going, then how are you really going to appreciate what you have when you get it? And that's why a lot of us feel like, okay, I'm going to get the raise, I'm going to get the job, I'm going to get this. And then when we find ourselves in that position, we're still not happy because we're constantly thinking in the future. We're not living in the present. We're not appreciative of our current situation unless it looks exactly as we planned it would look. And that's the thing, right? Plans are just plans. You can plan something, you can set these goals and you can set these guidelines, but that doesn't mean that your life is going to play out that way. We're not in control of our wider plan. All we can do is make decisions each day that align with our goals, that align with what we want. But at the end of the day, those things are going to come when they're meant to come. And that's what I really want you to take from this episode. You have to find a way to be content with progress and be content with things not really playing out as expected. It doesn't mean that your life is not going well. It doesn't mean that everything is in shambles. It simply means that maybe you had a picture of how life would be, but that's not how your life is going to play out. You can't always will things into existence. And this might sound cliche, but I think I'm realizing that life is more about the lessons that you learn than it is about what you accomplish, if that makes sense. Because you can have all this wealth acquired, you can have all these properties, all these things that make you feel really great, but if along the process you're mistreating people, you're not doing the right thing, then all of that is going to be worth nothing. At the end of the day, what's most important is the lessons that you learn along the way. We need to pay more attention to what the progress is. Okay, you're saving up for something. Focus on those small habits and establishing those small habits. And okay, well, this month I saved more than I saved last month. That's progress, right? And the more you focus on that, the more that you're really immersing yourself in the process and the more that you're learning lessons, like even when it feels like it's not enough, it's still something, right? or you're learning the lesson that you need to focus more on putting something away for a rainy day as opposed to living in the moment and only doing what you want. So there's things to be learned in those difficult moments. And what I'm trying to say is life is more than your expectations. We're always going to have high expectations that are tailored to what we believe we deserve, what we want, how we want things to play out. But I think it's really important to look at the decisions that you're making, which can be keeping you from your goals. For example, not saving, making excuses, keeping bad company, refusing to work on yourself. Like, all of these things can be contributing to why you aren't where you want to be. So we want to give ourselves grace. We want to be patient with ourselves, but we also want to hold ourselves accountable and say, hey, if I want something, I'm going to have to put in the work. And a lot of us are not putting in the work, or we're only putting in the work in certain areas. For example, you might be focusing more on building yourself up, networking, personal development, but are you focusing on building yourself as a person, being a kinder person, being a better person? If you're not doing that, but you're focused on finding a relationship, finding love, but you still treat people in a way that's unkind or unfair, then obviously you're not going to be where you expected and you're not going to be attracting those things into your life. So quickly, I would just like to remind you that if you're not following this podcast on whatever platform you use to listen, whether that be Amazon, Google Podcasts, it could also be Spotify. So any of these platforms, go ahead and follow the podcast on them, because then you'll be aware of when I'm dropping episodes. And then also, usually in the episode notes, I will have an anonymous link and the Google form where if you'd like to be a guest or if you have feedback for this podcast, you can submit that as well. So if you're ever wondering how you can submit your feedback, you can submit it that way. With that being said, let's get back into it. So when we're making these plans and developing these expectations, I think we need to make more room for pivot. And I think that pivoting is the perfect way to put it, as opposed to roadblocks. Okay, maybe things are not going to my expectations. Things are not playing out the way I expected, but this is just a pivot. It doesn't mean that I'm never going to be able to accomplish what I set out to accomplish. It just means that maybe I'm going about it in a different way now. Maybe I'm taking a different path, or this is a different approach. Maybe this career that I'm actually in, I'm meant to be in this career because I'm helping somebody. I'm in this space because I'm going to advocate for somebody, or I'm going to create a new policy, or I'm going to bring about a certain change in this space. So I need to be here for now. But you do have the power to work on yourself, put in the work. So maybe you're not happy with your reality. What are you going to do to improve that? What steps are you going to be able to take in order to help yourself have a life that you would be content with? But also at the same time, you cannot wait to be content. You have to be as content as possible in each stage. And that's what I'm learning. Like, you don't have to be happy. Happiness is fleeting. And happiness is something that I always used to chase. Oh, I'm not happy with this. I'm not happy in this job. I'm not happy where I'm at. You're not supposed to be happy in every stage. If you were happy in every stage, then you would be complacent, because why are you happy with everything? Of course, you're going to strive for more. Of course, you're going to want better for yourself. But you do have to be content. You do have to be okay with what you have. It doesn't mean that you have to stick in that situation. Being okay with it doesn't mean that you have to accept this as being your final destination, that you have to be complacent and you can't move forward. But it just means that you're okay with it. Maybe it's okay for now. And I think that that's how we have to visualize life. This is okay for now, but I want better. So what am I going to do to bring about better? And what you can do is not always going to be a physical thing or a tangible thing. Sometimes what you're going to do is just work on yourself, work on your inner. And I think so much of our outer is brought about by who we are inside. Like, I feel like the times that I've been the most ungrateful, the most insecure, whatever I've been in that moment, my life reflected that. A lot of us get in this place where we don't do anything because we're so upset and we're so dissatisfied with our life that we just throw in the towel and we don't take the steps that we need to take to move forward. So we need to stop that. Because if you build your happiness around one outcome or one area of your life, when that thing is not going well, you are going to be unhappy. That thing is going to have control over you. For example, finances. So many of us can only be happy when our savings account is booming. But the reality is, most months, you're going to be saving sometimes the bare minimum, or sometimes you're saving a good amount, but you're comparing it to the previous month. So essentially, you're just not happy unless everything looks as you want it to look. And that puts you in a position where you're vulnerable, right? So trying to diversify the things that make you happy, having multiple hobbies outside of your career, having areas you can go, things you can do, places to visit that can make you happy so that when things are not going well, you have other places to turn as opposed to solely depending on seeing growth and progress in one aspect of life when things can constantly be up and down. And I spoke about openness, and I think it's really important to be open to multiple outcomes. When you're in a situation and you're thinking about how it's going to go, instead of thinking of one scenario or the perfect scenario, entertain a few different scenarios. For example, you go on a date. Yeah, you could be meeting your life partner, but you could also be meeting a new friend. You could be meeting someone who teaches you something. You could be going on a date that teaches you something you may not even like. Like, there's multiple ways it could go, but training your mind to think about multiple possibilities as opposed to one, I think prepares you for the fact that things might not work out exactly to your plan, essentially. So when you're making a move, instead of thinking, okay, this is my forever destination, this is where I'm going to settle down, I'm going to raise a family here, instead, maybe this is just a place that you're going to live for a few months or maybe a year. It's a place where you'll have new experiences, try new things, maybe learn something about yourself, right? So instead of having just one end goal, also entertaining different possibilities and seeing it from a different perspective. So try less to focus on only one outcome or only be appreciative or open to one outcome. You know, things can happen and things can come about, which is why your contentness, your ability to have acceptance towards your situation cannot be dependent on your happiness with it. Maybe you're unhappy with how things played out, but are you going to be resistant to really trusting the process until the process looks like what you expected it to look like? If you live that way, then you're going to come to find out that, wow, I wasted a lot of time constantly looking forward to the next thing, constantly looking forward to the day where everything would be perfect and everything would be exactly as I wanted it to be, when there were so many moments where you had something that you could build from. And as long as you have something that you could build from, you have a reason to be content. Maybe you don't have, you know, $50,000 in your account, but you have $1,000. That's something to build from, right? So as long as you have something to start with, you have a building block, you're blessed. And I needed to hear that because honestly, I struggle sometimes showing gratitude in moments where I'm not happy with what I see. But it's a starting point, right? Everything is a starting point. That career that you have that's entry level, that doesn't pay you that much, it's a starting point. That relationship that you have that fell apart, or whatever the case may be, it's not your husband, but it's a starting point. It taught you some lessons that are going to serve you in the future. That apartment that you have that you're not happy with, it doesn't feel like the home that you envisioned for yourself, or maybe you thought you'd buy a house by a certain age, and instead you had to sell for something less, and you're renting. It's a starting point. Not everybody can pay rent. So you're starting, you're building your credit, maybe you're doing some certain things that can bring you to where you want to go. It's just about you really committing to the process and acknowledging that, no, this is not where I want to end up, but there are possibilities. Your blessings, your dreams, whatever the case may be, they might be delayed, but it doesn't mean that they are denied. Focus on doing what you can. What can you do? What can you control? What are the things that you haven't done maybe that you can take some accountability for and say, okay, well, I wanted to be in this position, but I'm not actually saving enough. I'm not actually applying for enough jobs. I'm not actually going out in certain spaces in order to meet a partner. Maybe I'm still stuck in the same cycle with my ex or somebody I used to talk to. So that's why I'm not attracting a new partner. Like, what are the loose ends that you are not tying up, essentially? And focus on those instead of constantly dwelling on your current situation and why it's not good enough. Some of the times we have to tell ourselves, yes, I deserve more. But that doesn't mean more is going to come now. Maybe I need to work on myself so that what I feel I deserve can find me. Because yes, you feel you deserve these things, but the way that you treat people, the way that you act, the decisions that you make on an everyday basis can be the reason why things are not playing out. But regardless, what I think a lot of us need to understand is building all of these expectations, it brings us further from reality. you cannot control every instance and make sure that it's perfect and it's exactly as you imagined. But that doesn't mean that you can't be appreciative, and that doesn't mean that things are happening to you and everything is going wrong. It's not wrong, it's just different. I just want to end on this note. Be open to new possibilities. Just be open, period. Be open to advice, be open to other perspectives. You cannot just limit yourself to your expectations. You have to remind yourself that those expectations that you built were built when you were still imagining something, right? We build our expectations of our adulthood when we're younger. We build it before we actually know what adulthood entails and before we actually have the experiences that would be able to better prepare us for what actually happens. So essentially, we build expectations when we're unprepared and we don't have all the information we need to actually understand how things will play out in reality. And because of that, your expectations, they're really just expectations, right? But you need to be more open to reality. You need to be more open to things changing and things pivoting. And if you're going to build all these expectations, sometimes you need to be willing to put the work in to make those things come true. You expect to have this certain lifestyle. What are you willing to do to make it happen? And a lot of us give up on things too easily. We give up on putting in the work. Okay, well, buying a house is no longer attainable for me because of the economy or because of this reason. So now I'm going to abandon my dreams of doing that because things are not really going the way I expected. But that's not something that's going to get you further, right? Maybe things are not going how you expected, but put in the work anyway. Take those steps anyway. It's not going how you expected, but it doesn't mean that things cannot turn around. And with that being said, let me know what you think about this episode. If it inspired you, made you feel better, or if you have a perspective of your own you'd like to share on this topic. And if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to share it with people who you think would resonate with it as well, or someone in a similar season who may need some encouragement. Once again, follow the podcast Instagram at SincerelyJadaPod. My personal Instagram is Jada Amoy, JadaAmoy. So if you'd like to follow me on either of those platforms, please do so. Until next time, sincerely, Jada.